You're not even the fart.
Tune into WONY 90.9 FM on
the fart.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Well, 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 what do we have here?
Looks like it's my first show in about 6-7 months. Lawson's in the studio with me. This is actually my first show in like 9 months, which is crazy. So naturally, everyone's really excited. They're really happy. I'm back. What do I gotta say? I don't got nothing to say. Like, I'm back. Like, it feels great to be back. I've been all around since the last time you saw me. Been traveling the world a bit, you know, like, on some humble, you know, humble. We stay humble at Lonely. But, yeah, I got some stuff to fix while I'm in here, but, you know, we're up. It's Obscurities, you know, fourth installment of Obscurities. I'm really happy to be here. Yeah, we're gonna get right into it. Right into it. Hold on, I just gotta. Yeah, we're gonna get to Obscurities right now. Tuning in.
Thank you.
Hey, so actually the computer just crashed. So, I don't know if it's going to happen today, my show. I might just do experimental stuff, but I had a whole thing planned. Whatever. That's for next time. I'm just going to go off dome. We're going into it. Sorry about that. Technical difficulties real quick. I'm just going to go straight off the stuff, all right? You guys will still hear me.
I want to know why it is that all of you seem to have satanic signs all over you, and what is it that makes... Does this music cause you to do what you do?
Is that directed at us or their parents?
That's fine. Toward me.
That's your little... Does the music cause us to do what we do? We cause the music to do what it does, I think. I think that moshing is a sign of what Christians would call the apocalypse.
Great gnashing of teeth.
The apocalypse.
Great gnashing of teeth.
The apocalypse.
Great gnashing of teeth.
Spell it off me,
I'll let George answer the Charles Hughes part of the question.
Yeah, for those... Anybody know who Charles Hughes is?
Nobody knows who Charles Hughes is. Howard Hughes, yeah.
But difficult to find is Howard Hughes. This is a guy who's in charge of, really, football in this country, who has got some terrific ideas about how the game should be played. His main theory is that Brazil have got it all wrong. They pass the ball too much. They've only won 3 World Cups. And when you look at the youngsters that are going beat by a team called Ghana, who a couple of weeks ago were just eating each other and now they're beating them. I'm going to
tell you, my brother. And also, I've been carrying on for
a while. On a serious note, when you look through the hierarchy involved in English football, see, I can say this because I'm Irish, so it doesn't bother me, but I love soccer, I love football, and I think it should be played in a proper manner. When you go through, and I don't know the full list of people running the game in England, I guarantee you there ain't too many of them won too many medals. And I think it's a disgrace that kids have been taught by football.
As that was a serious response, I've got to say something. I know Stephanie is here, but I've got to say this anyway. It seems to me as though when you're talking about the way that football's running in this country, that Franz Beckenbauer retired from football in Germany, and he was made the manager of the West German national team. And when Bobby Moore retired from football in this country, you know, he didn't get a job in the game. And I think there's a lesson to be learned there.
And as George says, until players or former players or at least people that have played the game
run the game in this country, I think we're going to be, as we are today.
She's no expert. She's a carrier.
Any longer.
Yeah, well, it's a free country.
Yeah, if these people can browse, we can browse.
Hello. Yeah, a lot to catch up on, Moni. A lot to catch up on. I'm glad to be back. I'm just very happy. You know, I feel blessed to be in the position that I'm in. So last semester, I was absent in my operations manager position. A good friend of mine, Andrew Silvio, took over that position for the time being. But now I'm back, and I'm just as active in Moni as I was ever. So, yeah, I had a plan for my show, and then the computer started being weird. So I'm going to switch to an all-cassette CD show currently. So, with that being said, I want you all to tune in or tune out. If you weren't tuning in, you weren't meant to. Listen, I appreciate everyone who's listening. If you're driving your car, be safe. If you're not, be safe too. So, I spent last semester in Manchester, United Kingdom for a while. I was there 6 months. Came back, played shows this summer, worked. You know how it is. I'm on the air, actually, so. So this next stuff is from a band that I have played a few shows with. They were very gracious enough to gift me a cassette of their music, and you know what that means. I can mess with it. So this is one of my favorite bands right now. Their name is Death Drive, and we're going to just listen to their EP because I have it on cassette ready to go. So without further ado, the name of the song, where is it? The song is called Can We Go Any Further by Death Drive.
https://bandcamp.com/deathdrive.
Again.
Am I here or am I there? I don't know. Over there, I'm everywhere. I know that. But here is connected to over there. Is that right? But then where is the real me?
So my show is not messed up anymore. It was, but it's fixed, I guess. So Death Drive was a massive part of my summer. I love that band so much. They gifted me a cassette and I got to mess with it. Shout out Raj, shout out Evan, shout out Hiroshi, shout out Grace. You know how it is. Death Drive is one of the greatest bands of all time. Yeah. So my thing's working. I listened to a lot of Ramones this summer, so that's going to be a massive part of this show currently right now. So yeah, that was just Death Drive's whole EP. It's pretty much all of it besides one song. It's called A Bit Closer to Heaven. Sorry, I had to look at it. It's called A Bit Closer to Heaven, and this is Chainsaw by the Ramones. Thinking of, oh, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I could have been killed. Now, Biff, now, I never noticed that the car had any blind spot before when I would drive it. Hi, son.
But what are you, blind, McFly? It's there. How else do you explain that wreck out there?
Now, Biff, can I assume that your insurance is going to pay for the damage?
Well, my insurance? It's your car. Your insurance should pay for it. I want to know who's going to pay for this. I spilled beer all over when that car smashed into me. Who's going to pay my cleaning bill?
Noticed we've been sharing our culture with you all morning.
And we take more than the words of a drunken adolescent girl to rob me of my desire for you.
This is where we hold them!
simple. Offering of earth and water. The token this part is submission to the will of Xerxes.
Submission. Now that's a bit of a problem.
Hello. So we listened to the Ramones a little bit, and then we listened to a good friend of mine's music. You can find it on Spotify, Zoo 819, Church, Album of the Summer, more EP. And I didn't realize the name Church, the significance of it, until I was in Oneonta driving down Church Street. So, shout out Adam Albright. Shout out Overcorrect. Shout out Zoo. Shout out everyone, bro. Shout out life. I'm just gonna keep going. I'm really into it. I missed messing around with these knobs. The next three songs are Crystal Castle songs. I'm gonna say a little something before I play another artist, but Crystal Castles, let's go. This is Year of Silence. Crystal Castles 2 is my favorite album by far of the last year. I couldn't stop listening to it when I was in Europe. My airport album. Crystal Castles 2. Please listen to it. It's their first album is juvenile in comparison to the second album. It's so ridiculous. It's a ridiculous album, but this one's called Year of Silence.
Yeah. American man. Don't trust Whitey. See a doctor and get rid of it.
Hey, Sabu, can you make a bull shot?
Make a shoe smell?
Very funny, you're all right. Why don't you get yourself a real haircut, please?
For setting your hair.
Dippity-doo.
Rollers.
Dippity-doo.
Easy, neat.
Dippity-doo.
No slips, no drips.
Dippity-doo. Dippity-doo. Dippity-doo.
Real body.
Dippity-doo.
Holes and holes.
Dippity-doo. Dippity-doo.
Holes and holes.
Dippity-doo.
Holes and holes.
Dippity-doo.
Hole.
Dippity-doo.
Holes and holes.
Dip.
What are you? Some kind of doomsday machine, boy?
I'm going to get the FBI.
alcohol.
How about later? Want to get a drink?
No, I don't drink.
Maybe get something to eat?
I don't, eat.
You don't? Take a walk? I know you walk.
I don't feel like it.
Are you habitually using drugs, stimulants, alcohol?
Do you think I'm acting like this because I'm egocentric?
I feel so funny.
Good morning.
You worked too hard, you ate too much, the cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those Speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action to relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. It was only as directed. Oh, what a relief it is. What a relief.
Electrocuted and burned. Electrocuted and burned. Electrocuted. Hung. Electrocuted and burned.
I have to laugh. Because I've often asked myself. By foe, my enemy is an animal. And in order to conquer him, I have to think like an animal. Whenever possible, to look like.
Yeah.
yeah.
The clock back to your playing days. What's the one thing you would change and the one thing you wouldn't? And I turned up for the four missed words that I missed.
Do this exercise again. Only this time I want you to grow a bit taller, at least a foot taller. So go ahead and once again grow a foot taller right out to the bottom of your feet. Imagine it very, very vividly. Good. And now return to your normal size. Back to your normal size. That's it. All right. We're going to do this again, but this time I want you to grow taller by extending yourself out.
You think you're the wony? You're not even the fart.
Tune into WONY 90.9 FM on
the fart.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are tuning into WONY 90.9 FM. I am your host, Magnus Chanel. You're listening to Obscurities with Magnus Chanel. This is my last season. I mean, hopefully, God willing. Well, technically next semester is a new season too, but yeah, so it's going to get crazy. I'm trying to do an archive of my show, so I'm going to be on top of